We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are in the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the last line. The Gemara there is talking about Dar Yovesh, who allowed the Eden to go build the Beis HaMikdash, and this time they built the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara was discussing, in certain times we count the new year for his kingdom, we count it Nisan and sometimes Tishrei, it seems like. So what's the difference? So Gemara says he started off as a Melech Kasher, and then by the time of Ezra already, in that time already, when we counted in the time of Ezra, we called it the sixth year, the next year, the seventh year. We didn't turn the year Nisan, so it must be at that time already he was like a Melech Umos, he was Hichmitz, he was already a Rasha, and therefore we counted his kingdom, his reign, to the time of Tishrei, not Nisan. So it means in the time of Ezra already, he was Hichmetz, he already was a Rasha. So Maskelor Akana, Umi Hichmetz, how can you say that he already was a Rasha in the time of Ezra? V'chsiv, Ezra was 7 years, or the Adar of the sixth year in his reign. So Umi Hichmetz, V'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, and Rashi learns, it was actually the seventh year of his reign. So Rashi learns, V'chsiv, the Pasuk says in the Ezra, Dayavish sent with Ezra a letter to the Bnei Yehuda, telling them that I'm going to take care of all your needs. And the Chassid says in the Pasuk, "Uma choshchon, whatever you're missing, I will take care of." And he gives, and in the letter, Dayavish writes examples of Bnei Tairim, they give you birds, Bedichrim, that's Ayil, the Imrin, that's Seh, La'alavam for your oilers, La'alav Shmaya to Hashem. Chintim, which is chita, melach is salt, chamar is wine, and meshach is oil. Kemayim kahana, whatever the kahanim need, divrei shlayim. Lahav misyav lahayin will be given to you from my coffers. Yoyim b'yoyim, every day delivery shalom, without forgetting. So what do you see from here? That he was a very nice melach. Even in the time of Ezra, heck, he said hichmetz, he was a rasha. He was a very kosher melach at that time. He was offering to supply the Beis HaMikdash with all the needs. So heck, he said it was hichmetz. And for the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak tells Rabbi Kana, Rebbe, Mitunach. What do you mean? From that pasuk itself that you're bringing, look at the next pasuk. It says next pasuk, Dilahoin mehakervin nichoichim v'lo shemaya umatzlan l'chayim malakov v'noi. It says, I'm giving you this all to bring as a carbon for Hashem in order that you should daven for the life of the king and its children. So he was giving it shleil l'shma. He was giving it only kedei that he should have success in his malchus, in his power. That was the giving it for. He's only giving it for that. So that's not a thing. That's not a tzidkus. That's a rishus. Someone who does that is not a good thing. If someone says, I would like to give this cell a tzedakah, why? That he had his son wasn't well, he said his son should live. Or I should be zeh chayal ba. What's the halacha? It says in that braisa that he's considered a tzedakah gomer. So Rashi just says, Rashi means to say is that if he gives one time a cell a tzedakah, he's not a tzedakah gomer yet. But if he always gives tzedakah, he's a tzedakah gomer, even though he's giving it b'schus, that his children should live and it should have olam haba. To heck you say that because of that, that Yavash Zerasha, it says in the Braisa that if someone gives tzedakah, b'shul she yichivani, it's a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, can be Yisrael, can be Rechavim. By Yisrael does it for this reason, then he's a tzaddik gomer. Why? Because even if he doesn't get what he asked for, he still does not have charata about his tzedakah, he wants to give it anyway, l'shem shemayim. And therefore, he's called a tzaddik. But a guy who says that, if he doesn't get it, then he's upset. And he says, hey, what did I do that for? What did I waste my money for? And therefore, by Abu Chavim, who does it, l'shem his own success, he's considered a rasha. It's not a big chiddush. That's called hichmetz. Imagine it's called hichmetz because he gave it shaloi l'shma. It's called hichmetz, but that's what Gemara says, that because he gave it for his own benefit, that's called a rishus. Now, the top toast asks from famous Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah Masechet Avos says, "Al tiu ka avode m'sham shem sarav, al manas kavos pras." It's even a song. So it says that you should not serve Hashem in order to get schar. And here it says that you're allowed to give tzedakah for schus oil ma'ba. He's even inside the gomers. What's going on? It's by Mishnah Stira. So Taisa Mardi Khidish says that's talking about the Umas Ailam. So Taim Arashan is that Mishnah is talking about the Umas Ailam. So obviously that song is not going to be Taisvis, because you wouldn't be singing a song about the Goyim. So obviously that song has different shot in the you have to ask is different shot in but No, it's a Tzadik Gomor. It's a Tzadik Gomor.
You're a Tzadik Gomor, but you're a bigger Tzadik
Gomor. No, Tzadik Gomor means a Tzadik Gomor. That's not Tzadik Gomor. That's not this Tzadik Gomor. You have to answer the thing like with the Achrayim. It says Tzadik Gomor. It's a Tzadik Gomor. Don't say Tzadik.
You're telling me it's just as good.
That's the Gemara says. Tzadik Gomor. Don't say like Harid the Tzadik. The other thing is Tzadik Gomor. This is a Tzadik Gomor. Gomor means Gomor. Gemara says Gomor doesn't mean like, you know, it means Gomor. It's a Tzadik Gomor. That's the kasha. That's what. Why do you think Tzadik had to think? Why doesn't think you're a Tzadik? Tzadik says he didn't know all the Tzadik. It must be Musa Elam. But there is a tumult in the Achrayim about this. Look at the Taisus Yontif, and look at all the things there.
That's what the guy with the song just didn't come to
attention. So, Dr. Gemara Bait. That's one shot in Hichmet. The Hichmet was because he gave it Shloi Lishma. Everybody say, a different shot that he was a Hichmet. A different makar, a different source that Dayavish was a Rasha. Everybody say, no, the Hichmet, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk when he sent the letter how to build the Beis Hamikdash. It says in the pasuk, "Nidbachim di even golol." You should make tlasa. You should make three rows of stone. "Vnidbach di ochados," and one row of wood. "Vnafkasom Beis Malkus Yav," and it'll be given from, and this should be given from the coffers of the Melech. So, why did he do this? Why did he command to build the Beis Hamikdash in such a oifen with wood? And with one row of wood and three rows of stone. If the Yidin are rebel against me, I'll burn the thing down. If it's all stone, you can't burn it down. But since I have wood in there, so therefore I'll be able to burn it down. That was the riches. He allowed the business to be built with wood in it in order to allow it to be burned down. Tais has a discussion over here that this pasuk really is by the Kurish HaRishon, where the first time they built the Beis Hamikdash, and it comes out this pasuk was very early on. And it, for sure, in the second year of Dayavish, that's where they built the Beis Mikdash. So then, we more said before, in the second year of Dayavish, he still was a Melech Kosher. So Taisus answers, the end of the Mask of Anidbach, last line says, V'shemeloin isbar lehem adova ad achken. They weren't sure about what type of king he was till afterwards, and that's why at that time we still counted him like a Melech Kosher. Only later on, we consider him a Rasha. Akaponim. What's the right that he's a Rasha? Because he commanded them to build the Beis Hamikdash with one row out of every four made out of wood. Right, the Kasha, Shlomo didn't do that. Oto Shlomo le'aval hachiv, Achsiv says in the Pasuk, but Shlomo HaMelech, when he commanded to build the Beis Hamikdash, he says, Vayiven es ha-chotzer ha-pnimis, Shloisha turei gazis, v'tur kirusois ha-razim. So it means he had three rows of stone and one row of wood. Zakti Gemara, there's a difference. Shloima, three differences. Shloima Ovid Milmaila, you Ovid Lamata. Shloima made the row of wood on top, and he made it on the bottom. So this way, you could burn it down, the whole thing would crumble. Mashenka and Shloima Melech, it was only on top that he had this wood, and therefore it wouldn't destroy the building. Another difference is, Shloima Shaki Bivyana. Shloima, when he built the wood, it was inside the binyan, it was surrounded by stone. It was not surrounded by stone, it was exposed wood. Shloima Sadia Vesida. Shloima covered the piece of wood with plaster. Eloi Sadia Vesida. He did not cover it with plaster. Therefore, Shloima Melech was not a problem. But his way of building it was a problem because he did it in order that it should be easy to burn down. Taisa speaks out that we have his three differences. Taisa says, Lav Mikra Dar, it's not a pasuk, a Kabbalah is a fiam, not a Kabbalah, that these three things were there evident by Shlomo HaMelech's binyan. So that's already the second pshat and why he was a Rasha. Now we're going to come to the third pshat. Rav Yosef v'teima Rav Yitzchak Omar. Manolon de'ichmitz mahachav from this pasuk. We had this pasuk before when Nehemiah went to plead his case in front of the king, in front of Dayavish, he went to plead his case. About that, he said that Hanani came to me and told me what's going on in Yerushalayim, terrible things. I want to go there to help him out. So it says, "Vayomer li HaMelech." The Melech said to me, "VaHashegel Yosheves Etzloi," and the Shegel was sitting next to him. What's a Shegel? What does that mean? Amarav Barleima, my Shegel. Amarav Barleima, Mishmei the Rav, Kalbasa, a dog. And that means that the dog was the queen. He lived with a dog. And like Rashi speaks out, that a ben noyach is usher to live with a dog. It says in the pasuk, v'hoyu l'basa echad, yotsu behemem v'chayim v'ayiv, she'en asin basa echad. This arrived from Rashi, that he didn't learn that it was a Dayovish ben Esther, that Dayovish was Esther, it was a ben noyach. That's a raya from this, it's a raya from here to that. Akaponim, that we spoke about yesterday, is Rashi. But Kaponim, that's Rashi learns, and if it's a yid, it's definitely a problem. But you see, it was Hichmitz, because he lived with a dog. That's the raya. Because it says, because we're assuming the word shagel means a kalbasa, a dog. Right, the Gemara, does shagel mean a dog? Elamiyata, hodachsiv, va'al. This is Pasuk talking in Daniel, much earlier on, where Baal Shetzer took out the kelim of Beis HaMikdash and he used them. So Daniel came and gave him Musar. And Daniel tells him, Baal Moro Shemaya Shemamta, you went kneged Hashem, against Hashem, ulamanyaya de Beisa Haisav Kadamach, you were using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, va'ant you, v'rabnach ha-shiglusach l'chinosach, you and your family and your wife and your pilegesh, or chamra shasi behind, were drinking wine in it. What does it say? L'shiglasach was drinking wine in it. Now, if shegel's a dog, if shegel kalbasa, kalbasa bas v'shayi chamri, does the kelev sit by the table drinking, sipping wine from a wine glass? What are you talking about? It must be its queen. So the Rana, holy kash, that would miss a big kasha. The mouthful of a shasi, you can teach a dog anything. You can teach a dog to drink from a cup, drink from the kelim and Beis Mikdash. That is possible to teach. Don't worry about that. But there's another kasha. I'm yatav and pasuk and tehillim. Elamat the chsiv. It says in the pasuk and tehillim when it talks about the schar of the tzaddikim la'asid lavoi. It says benoyis malachim biyakrusach that the daughters of malachim will be honoring you. Nitzva shegel liyemicha bekesmeifer. There'll be a shegel to your right, wearing beautiful jewelry, servicing you. So what do you mean, a dog? What's the Navi telling the tzaddikim? They didn't have a dog taking care of them? So Gemara says, I'll get out of that off. So shechaviva Yisrael k'shegel v'chavim, in the schar that the tzaddikim love the Torah like a guy loves his dog, zechisim l'kesmeifer. You'll be zeicha to beautiful jewelry. Another terrace, La'ilam Shegel Malkasi. Of course, Pasha Pshat Shegel means a queen. But Rabbi Bar Lema, who said that Dayovesh was Hichmetz because he lived with a dog, that was a Gemara Gemir Law. He had a Messiah like that. And why do we call it a Shegel then? My correlation is Shegel. Shegel usually means a queen. So the terrace is, Shahisa Chaviva Lavka Shegel. He liked his dog. He loved his dog like a queen. Inami Shashiva Malkam Shegel. Or he sat the dog on a throne just like the queen next to him. Akaponim, the third pshat in the Gemara was that he was Hichmetz, the Raya that he was Hichmetz was from that he lived with a dog. The Gemara is going to attempt the fourth pshat, the Gemara is going to come out, it's not a pshat. How does he know that he went off? From this pasuk, it says in the pasuk, when he sent the stuff, it says, Ad kesef kikrim beya, he said, I'm going to give you up to 100. When they built the Beis Mikdash, he said, I'm going to give you up to 100 kikar of kesef. Ad chintan kairim meya. And I give you up to 100 kurim of wheat. Ad chamer batim meya. Also, 100 batim, a certain shear of wine. Ad batim shach meya. And malach le kasef. So what do you see? The beginning, he said, I'm going to give you whatever you need. And all of a sudden here, there's a shear. Mekara b'lei ketusa. Until now, he gave without no as much as you need. Now he limited it. He limited it to 100. So you see, that was Hichmetz. He turned bad. He only limited his donation. Maybe he always planned on giving the amount that they needed, not the unlimited amount. Just he didn't know yet, and now he knew the number. So that's not right, Hichmetz. You're right. You have to say one of the other pshat we said before, that either it's the raya is from that he said that it should bring kabbonis because for my success, or pshat is they built things with wood, or the third pshat is because he lived with a shagel, with a dog, that's the third pshat that he was, Hichmetz.